Finally, we close with another story from the Deaf South Asian American Stories collection. Madan Vasishtha is the author of two memoirs, Deaf in Delhi and Deaf in DC. In this vignette, he recounts some of his experiences when he arrived to the United States in 1967.
When I had first flown to the U.S. as a student learning about American culture, in those days, we never talked about deaf culture. That wasn't a topic of discussion, and we didn't call it American Sign Language. Nothing like that. Just signing. There was no separation between American culture and deaf culture. I was really shocked by the kind of questions people asked me about India. What little knowledge they had. They would ask me questions like, do you ride an elephant to school? Do you live with monkeys? Those kind of questions. I just had to put up with it. Do you find enough food in India? I've seen pictures of people starving, people dying in the street. How do you look so healthy? How do you find food? They would ask me so many stupid questions back then. But even in my own experience, I had the wrong idea of America, just whatever I had read in books. I assumed people rode horses and were cowboys like in the Wild West, just like in the movies. I was shocked when I arrived at Dulles Airport, riding the bus to Gallaudet University. I kept looking and looking, but never saw any cowboys. I was so disappointed. It seemed there were only cars in America, no horses. So we all had our own misunderstanding about each other.